You're listening to episode 6 of the Dogs Are People 2 podcast, presented by Dingle Days. I'm your host, Jiraiya Dingle, and I believe that anything can be learned. If you believe that's true as well, then keep listening because this is the number one show to bring you the best tips, strategies, and technologies for pet parents. So, if you're looking for some cool gift ideas for dog lovers, well, in today's episode, I'm going to be sharing my top Christmas fur baby gift ideas for every budget. Let's get after it. These are just some of my top suggestions with regard to what I think is a really great choice for holiday gift ideas for the pet lovers in your life. Some of these are things that I personally will be acquiring for my German Shepherd dog, Disney, and some of them are just great ideas that I've seen that I think would be great for pet lovers similar to myself. Now, just a little bit of background. I am a German Shepherd dog owner, and this is the first item on my list, if you would, and it is by a company called Miles Tactical. Okay, we're just going to jump right in. Into it. So this company is based out of Washington. They've been around since about 04, and they make tactical gear for German Shepherd dogs or large breed dogs, but also these are designed for everyday use as well. Now, a couple of months ago, I purchased the Tactical Cobra buckle dog collar with handle, and it has a matching leash that comes with it that I don't really use, but that's 1.75 inches. But the cool thing about this is that it comes with the Cobra bruckles, all right? And the Cobra bruckles are actually on a really lot of high quality dog collars, particularly for large breed dogs, and it's rated at like 4,000 pounds. So when it comes to wearing a regular dog collar for my German Shepherd dog, I really do prefer the Cobra buckles, all right? So this thing is solid steel with a V-ring for your leash, and it also comes with an additional tag ring, so you can separate those two and you don't have to deal with that clanking sound. It's 1.75 inches of wide webbing. What I really enjoy is that it has a cool control handle as well. So it's a really cool product that I just personally enjoy. So number one, Tactical Cobra buckle dog collar with handle for the price of $52.95, and it comes in three different sizes, large, and it ranges from 18 to 23 inches, extra large from about 23 to 29 inches, and large for about 16 to 29 inches. So that's just a quick pick for myself. It comes in varying colors, as you can see, for those of you watching on YouTube. Just check out milestactical.com/mtek9dogcollar and you'll be able to find this and see if it's something that you want to pick up. Again, it's priced at about $52.95, which is a little bit of pricey, but this is not something you buy every day, and it's really, really high quality. So that's the Tactical Cobra buckle dog collar. It's one of my recommendations for possibly a gift for the dog lovers in your life. Keeping with the theme of dogs, there is another type of gift that you may want to give to some dog or for baby lovers in your life. It is BarkBox. Now, BarkBox is just one of many subscription type services, but it's one of those set it and forget it type deals. And many people may not know that you can actually gift a BarkBox. So BarkBox, if you're not familiar with it, it's a monthly delivery service for dogs, and it's the perfect idea for dog lovers and pups. So you can either send an e-gift card, or you can actually give a BarkBox. It's hard to say that 10 times fast. You can actually give a BarkBox. So if you go to the website, barkbox.com/gift, you can just click on give a BarkBox. And what will happen when you do that is it will basically just ask you, hey, who's the lucky pup? And you can skip this step if you want, but you can actually input a name. So you can just say it's Lucky or the name of the dog. And then you just push continue on the website. And then you just say, hey, how big is the dog? All right. So if it's small and cute, they're talking about between 0 and 20 pounds, just right. They're talking about between 20 and 50 pounds, or big and bold, a 50 plus pound dog. They're really just using this to tailor the product for your dog. So I'm just going to say big and bold, 50 plus pounds. And then when you're thinking about your gift, they come in many different increments with regard to how many months you are gifting. So for 1 month, basically the price goes down per box, if you think about it, the more you gift or the buy yourself, for instance. So 1 month of a BarkBox box is about $35. But if you do 3 months, you save 5%. And then it's like $99. 6 months, you save about 25% and it's $156, or 12 months where you save about 34%, it's like $276. So let's just say you wanted to just gift one box for $35. You would just click on that, and then it tries to give you a little upsell. I would just skip that, but basically it's saying, hey, do you want to double up your first box? And then they'll only charge you $19 one time. That's perfectly up to you. And then you just click no thank you or yes please. And then you'll have the option of whether or not you want to get a theme box, the top rated box, or just for have BarkBox choose for you. So they can surprise you if you like. I'm just going to say let's go with the top rated box. And right now we're thinking about Dogsgiving, which is somewhat like Thanksgiving. And then it also gives you the option to place the recipient's name or your name or gift message. I'm just going to put some fake data in there and push continue. And then it just simply moves on to where you'd like to ship the box and then the payment details. If you need standard, it will get there for free, but there is an express fee where it will get there, pay like $15 to get it there much faster. So that's the BarkBox. Again, it's a subscription service, but you don't have to give a full subscription. If there's someone in your life and you would just like to send them a box, not just around the holidays, but just in general, I think this is a really neat set it and forget it. It'll send treats, toys, and activities for the fur baby in your life. So that's BarkBox.
Learning canine scent work, pet photography, and pet technology can often be a grueling process for pet parents. Every other week, join Jariah Dingle, filmmaker, YouTuber, and dog trainer, as she reveals her best tips, strategies, and technologies that helped her furry friend best share in her life. Whether you want to learn more about novice canine performance sports, animal photography, or the best pet technology to fit your productive lifestyle, the Dogs Are People 2 podcast is the podcast for you. So let's get after it and share in a new episode every other week.
Moving up to number 3. This one is a little bit for those with an active mind. This is called the FitBark 2 Dog Activity and Sleep Monitor. Now, there's two variations from this company. It monitors the activity for your dog's sleep, and it turns that data into deep, actionable health insights. So just think Fitbit, but for your dog. And it's really cool because it actually integrates, if your eye, like me, integrates with your Apple devices as well. So you can track the progress of your dog and see if he or she is getting enough activity or if there are trends or changes to whereas you need to make some modifications. I mean, you can upload this data and forward it to your vet. And so it's really cool in that sense. You go to the website and you actually scroll down to the bottom. This is fitbark.com/store. And we're looking at right here, the FitBark 2, for those of you watching on YouTube on the replay, but for those of you listening, that's fitbark.com/store. And what I really like about this, minus the app integration, you can also see the watch face if you happen to have an Apple Watch or something like that. There's two variations of this product. So there's the FitBark 2, which is simply a dog health monitor that's available worldwide. It retails for $69.95 from the website, and its battery life, it's great because when you're getting something from your dog, you really don't want to have to be changing out the battery all too often, and that battery is good for about 6 months. But there's also the FitBark GPS, which I think is a much more versatile product if you actually live in the United States. So the price for the FitBark GPS is about $99.95, but the thing is, it's not a one-time fee. If you want that GPS tracking, you'll have to pay for the subscription. The battery life is about 10 to 20 days, again, because you're doing that constant tracking. But for communication, like the Fitbit, it also operates with Bluetooth, but moreover, it also has Wi-Fi and cellular connectivity. Okay, so they're both waterproof. They both have different colors for the covers of the trackers themselves. But what you get in addition is the real-time location tracking via Verizon. Again, if you're in the United States, real-time location tracking will be available, as well as Wi-Fi safe place entry and exit alerts, and 24-hour view of your pup's whereabouts. And then most of the similarities are the same between the FitBark 2 and the FitBark GPS, but a very unique product in the sense that dog wearables are becoming more and more popular as we speak, and many folks are really concerned with the health and activity tracking of their dog. So that's FitBark 2 or FitBark GPS if you want to pay slightly more. And again, can sign up for that subscription service so you can get 24 hours notification with regard to your dog's whereabouts. Either way, if you're with a techie type parent, because on this channel we do the best tips, strategies, and technologies for pet parents, and so some of you who may be tuning in, whether it be on your podcast app of choice or watching this video on YouTube, you may be into some of these types of things. So I just thought I'd put it out there. If you're not sure or you weren't aware that this product is out there, the FitBark 2 or the FitBark GPS are some neat holiday gift ideas for the fur babies in your life. Moving on to number 4, another subscription type service, but there's a big trend, particularly with the current events going on right now with home delivery services. And one that appealed to me quite a bit was the Farmer's Dog. And you can reach them at thefarmersdog.com. And what they bring to the table is basically real food. Okay, so real food, human grade meat and veggies and simple recipes, but they're made for dogs. Okay, so it's made fresh in USDA kitchens, vet approved, take that for what you will. But again, the key to this is fresh food. It set it and forget it. The way you get involved with this basically and get your price plan is you go into the website, farmersdog.com, and you enter in the information about your dog, how many dogs you're trying to feed, what type of dog, and then they give you a tailored plan for your pet. And then you can set yourself up with a subscription service. And it makes it really neat because it's a lot like you name your food delivery service of choice, whether that be like HelloFresh or they're all slipping me, Blue Apron or some of the slightly nicer ones. They're all out there. But similar to those types of services, you can basically have those delivered to your address. You can pause the subscription if you like, if you happen to be out of town. You can also ship the pet food forward to another destination. So let's say you're going on a vacation. I love the flexibility of this, not having to worry about carry food with you. You can just have it delivered to the hotel or the Airbnb or, you know, your relative's house or wherever you happen to be staying. And then so it gives you that flexibility. You're not tied in anything. But if you want something, set it and forget it with fresh dog food, with the portions already allocated, it comes delivered in one of those refrigerated type boxes, similar to the meal delivery service for humans. So if you weren't familiar with this, thefarmersdog.com is an option for the pet lovers in your life. And right now they're offering a chance to redeem 20% off around the holidays for new customers. So check that out if that's something that interests you. And lastly on my list, it's something that really provides a lot of flexibility for those who are active with their dogs, because many times you don't want, particularly if you're going to go jogging or hiking with your dog, you don't necessarily want to do that with a leash that goes around the neck. So one great alternative to that are these Julius Canine Power Harnesses. Very, very popular among the dog lovers community. There's different variations of the Julius Canine Power Harness. It's one of the most popular harnesses out there. But if you're looking to train your dog, let's say you want to get your dog comfortable with exercising with you while you go biking, or you want to go hiking, or any chance where you just don't want that pressure on the neck, the Julius Canine Power Harnesses are really cool. So on the low end range, about $30. That's $29.99. You can also pick these up on Amazon as well. And it's just basically a high quality dog harness, and it's manufactured in Europe from German materials. So it's suitable for home or working dogs. A lot of dogs use this harness, Julius Canine, but it's suitable for pet lovers around. So if you have a collar, your favorite collar out there, you probably want to pick up your favorite harness as well. I don't have Dizzy wear a harness that often, but when we do, this is a really great quality one for you to have in your arsenal. And again, if you just scroll through the website, you'll see different variations. Again, you'll go back to that Cobra collar that I talked about with that rating for its strength and durability. So if you want to up the ante a little bit, you can get a slightly nicer power harness. But if you're looking for one, this is a great option for the pet lovers out there. I recommend personally things I might get for my dog or would get for those around me, a particular tactical Cobra buckle, a dog collar, perhaps gifting a bark box to someone around you, looking at those FitBark or Fit GPS technologies, as well as the fresh human-grade dog food from the farmer's dog, or pick yourself up or a friend of yours up a Julius Canine Power Harness. Okay, so those are just some ideas off the top of my head that I figured that I would share since we're getting into the season and sometimes people are looking for something a little bit different to get for the pet lovers in your lives. So those are my top gift ideas in this guide for 2020. And the question of the day is, what are you getting the fur babies in your life or the friends that you have who might have fur babies? I really would love to know. Please leave a comment or a review in your podcast app of choice and share that information with the community and be value added. Until next time, continue to get after it.
You've just listened to an episode on the Dogs Are People Too podcast presented by Dingle Days. If you like this episode, make sure to leave me a review on iTunes and share this episode with your friends on social media. Just don't forget to tag me at Dingle Days. If you want even more good stuff, make sure to go over to www.dingledaysphotography.com to find the show notes in our blog and head over to our Dingle Days community on YouTube so that you can connect with other followers of our training methods there. I can't wait to see you there, and thanks again for listening in. Until next time, continue to get after it and share your best life with your furry friend.